The Archbishop paused, shaking his head. Then he looked away, gazing out of his office window at the roofs and spires of Telisburg.
"There is a reason Carus has worried the Inquisition for so long," he said quietly. "And not all of it was simple paranoia on the part of inquisitors like Clinton. Despite the small size of the monastery of St. Gernot, the brethren of St. Gernot have wielded a disproportionate influence here in Corris for generations. Many of our local clergy have passed through St. Gernot's at one time or another. Indeed, I've often wondered what would have happened had the Inquisition been able to cross-post our clergy the way it has the mainland clergy. One thing, I suspect, is that it might have learned of St. Gernot's influence if more of our homegrown priests had been assigned to mainland parishes, not to mention what might have happened had the church's senior positions here in Carus been more completely filled by foreigners. Fortunately, the Inquisition's distrust of Carisian orthodoxy has left the Church disinclined to expose other congregations to our contaminating notions, so very few of our local clergy have been posted to churches outside Carus itself. And the difficulty in getting senior churchmen to agree to serve out here at the edge of the world has worked in our favor in many ways as well. Not least is that none of the relatively small number of truly senior clergy sent into Carus have even begun to suspect what the brethren of St. Gernot have truly become here in the kingdom and the archbishopric.
And what have they become, Your Eminence? Merlin asked quietly.
Agents of subversion, Stainer said simply. Only a very small handful of the most senior brethren are aware of the existence of St. Gernot's journal or any of the other documents. Outside that handful, none of them have ever heard of a book called The History of the Terran Federation or of a document called The Declaration of Independence. What every brother of St. Gernot has been taught, however, is that every individual is responsible for his or her personal relationship with God. The Inquisition would most certainly find that teaching pernicious, even though it's precisely what the Holy Writ says. Because, Sagen Merlin, the Archbishop looked back from the window, his eyes dark and intense, a personal relationship implies both toleration and questions. It implies a personal search for God, a need to understand one's relationship with Him for oneself, not simply the regurgitation of official doctrine and catechisms. Merlin nodded slowly as he felt previously unsuspected puzzle pieces slotting into position. So that was the explanation, or part of the explanation, at least, for the openness, the sense of inclusiveness, which had attracted Nemu Alban to Carus and its society when she first set about seeking a proper base of operations.
Almost every brother of St. Gernot is aware that our emphasis on personal relationships with God would not find favor with the Inquisition, Stainer continued. But not one of them, to the best of our knowledge, has even brought the philosophy of St. Gernot to the Inquisition's attention. And that, Merlin, is because there is something in most men which cries out to know God, to find that personal, direct relationship with Him. The brethren of St. Gernot, all of the brethren of St. Gernot, recognize that wellspring of personal faith and belief within themselves. And although we never specifically address the point, all of them know it must be both protected and passed on.
And it's also the first line of defense, isn't it, Your Eminence? Merlin said shrewdly.